Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are not in Tampa right now. Wish we were after 27 straight years of Radio Row and visiting with folks like Solomon Wilcots, who's going to be our next guest here. Solly's always got a cause. It's always medical, and we always get down to talking about it. Seems like one year it's Joe Flacco, and then all of a sudden it's all Lamar Jackson, Solly.
It sure is, and you and I have been doing this for a while, Ness, and but we enjoy it. We enjoy Super Bowl. We enjoy talking NFL football. We enjoy helping people for worthy causes as well.
Well, I guess for all of us, this has been the strangest year. We all have a doctor. We all have a doctor on TV, and we're all trying to figure out COVID and vaccines. I mean, medicine's come to all of us here this year, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm here on behalf of Vericel. There's a new innovative way of treating cartilage damage. It's called MACI, M-A-C-I. You can go to MACI.com, M-A-C-I. And basically what it is an innovative treatment option for repairing your cartilage damage. They can take a little piece of your cartilage and put it on a collagen membrane. And at the end of the day, it's really good. They can grow your cartilage and then reinsert it to help with cartilage repair, to keep you from degenerative deteriorating to the point where you're rubbing bone on bone. So you can go to MACI.com to find a specialist in your area.
Well, I would think 35 years ago, you're out there going bone on bone out in Boulder, Colorado. You weren't thinking about how the 50-something version of Solly was going to feel. You know, for all the athletes, and look, we've had a good time this week, Solly, and I wanted to get back down to Tampa because it was 20 years ago this week in Tampa that this happened. I had Otis Anderson. He's 30 years out. But, you know, all the guys from this team now, they're sort of like my age, right? And I remember the McCrarys and the Siragusas and all those guys. Now we get to this point where we're not so young anymore, any of us. I mean, I'm sitting here right now on a roller because my hips are a little funky right now. My back's been a little straight. Knowing about the modern medicine, certainly, you know, for those of you who want to keep the golf game going and to keep your athletic status, this is an incredibly innovative thing that 15 years ago didn't exist, right?
Absolutely. And it's something that is getting athletes back on the field, giving them back their quality of life, right? When it comes to recreational activity, many years after they're done playing the game. You and I have already heard and talked to many individuals, whether they're former athletes or people in everyday life, who had to undergo knee replacement surgery. Well, MACI is a product by Vericel that can keep you from deteriorating to that point. So we're talking about revolutionary sports medicine here that orthopedics specialists and surgeons have really used to help improve the lives of many athletes, weekend warriors, and just everyday guys who want to walk around and have a great quality of life.
Solly, I've been to 27 Super Bowls, and it's hard for me to like look up now and see how many Tom Brady's been on that giant wall where they bring in those murals and you know, radio. Right, probably should just pull one off the wall and put it back here just so I could be comfortable. But different jersey. This is we talk about Tom Brady every year, but 43 doing it better than anybody's ever done it. There's no more question about Johnny Uermont, any of those people. And yet here he is. This is an incredible story from the Bucks as far as how quickly you can go from there to here.
And you know what? I think it's going to change the expectation for many of those teams that are changing quarterbacks, right? The musical chair at the quarterback position. You see Detroit moving on from Matthew Stafford. He goes over to the Rams. Jared Goff goes over to Detroit. We're going to see many other quarterbacks before this cycle's over change teams, much like Philip Rivers and Tom Brady did 1 year ago. But the expectation is going to be what? Okay, you can come in and win it in 1 year. That's how much Tom Brady has spoiled the populace, right? He's done it during a global pandemic without a real offseason, the OTAs, without a real training camp, with no preseason games. Now, we've seen the growing pains. We know that it isn't easy, but there's no doubt, I think, for those teams that are writing the big checks to get rid of a quarterback and bring in another quarterback, the expectation of winning in 1 year has now become a reality based on what Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are doing during these very tough very challenging times.
All right, Solly, we got all these quarterbacks going here and there and everywhere. I don't think our guy's going anywhere right now. But, you know, I think there are some questions about what the organization's going to do to move it this next hurdle. And it's, you know, we'll talk about Brady all you want, but you better go through that kid out in Kansas City, because no matter what happens this week, he's going to be waiting there next year and the year after that, the year after that. How do you feel about Lamar 3 years into this and having seen him now win a playoff game, but also realizing there's some real limitations to what they can and can do effectively, especially in trying to pass the ball when it's not really what they do?
Well, they can throw it. They just throw it off a run action, right? They throw it well off play action. They throw it well in the RPO game. He does limit a defense in terms of what they can do. Like, you can't go man-to-man coverage against Lamar Jackson. You just can't. You saw what the Tennessee Titans tried to go man-to-man coverage. He sets up for a 40-plus yard run that literally changed the game. That this guy is different. I think we need to start with that. And because he's different, he's difficult for defenses to defend. Because he's difficult for defenses to defend, he's straight years. He's won two consecutive division titles, and he did finally win a postseason game. The team needs to get better around Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson does need to get better at some things in the passing game. But I can tell you, this time last year, we were saying a lot of the same things about Baker Mayfield. He needed to work in the play action game. He wasn't good in the pocket. He drifts to his right. There are a lot of things. This time last year, we were saying even worse things about Josh Allen. So these quarterbacks, let's allow them. They're young. Let's allow them all to continue to grow and develop and mature. I just know this. Has any of them within that draft class won more games than Lamar Jackson? No, they have not.
Well, there's also the part where they were on the goal line in Buffalo, and, you know, he let the pass fly that he's never let fly during his career, which is getting picked in the end zone, in the red zone especially, and then it comes back the other way. They don't make a play. You know, that 14-point swing there is the difference between them having a chance to maybe go to Kansas City. It's not like they were far off. It's not like they are far off, but there is that point when they get behind and they have to throw like a traditional team that they don't do it well. They haven't done it well.
But here's the deal. And it was a bad decision by Lamar. But it's not that he can't make that throw. It's that he made a bad decision. So that wasn't a byproduct of some physical limitation, right? That was a byproduct of making poor decisions, just like you saw Aaron Rodgers make poor decisions in the red zone when he could have ran it in for a touchdown and decided to throw it. It's incomplete. We've seen Tom Brady, veteran players make bad decisions. Good, great players are prone to bad decisions. The difference between winning a championship is eliminating those from your game. And I think he will continue to get better. We saw him improve in those areas this year. One thing I love about Lamar Jackson, though, Ness, the guy's a competitor now. When he saw that the season was on the brink in that Monday night game against Cleveland, and, you know, he had the wrong shoes on, he was slipping and sliding all over the place and ended up having some injury. He was coming off COVID, too. Wasn't quite right physically. But he willed that team to a victory, right? The guy has that knack. I don't know when you last had that kind of quarterback. I've always was a Joe Flacco fan, but I don't know that Joe impacted his team in the way that Lamar impacts and galvanizes. He's the fulcrum of what that team is all about. When was the last time you were able to say that about an offensive player, about a Baltimore Ravens team?
Well, I had Jack Del Rio on earlier, and, you know, we talked about the infusion of whatever that special thing is. He talked about when Peyton Manning walked the hallways in Denver, that it changed everything. Clearly in Tampa, Tom Brady changed everything. Feeling like you have a quarterback you really believe you can win a Super Bowl with, the Ravens feel that way. There's no doubt they feel like they can win those extra two or three games at some point with him. But then there's the team that you build around, and this is the offseason. This is the time of the year where the Ravens are as good as anybody ever, right? Over the next 8 months at saying, these were our problems, and this is how we're going to make it better.
And you know what? Every year they've answered the question. I like what they did last year. Think about it. When Earl Thomas didn't appear to be that fit, man, they won't blink. They won't hesitate to, you know, hey, we've got a lot of good players here. Chuck Clark, we're going to play him. We'll go with the next guy. I think the Ravens are one of the top franchises in the National Football League. There's no doubt about that. The way that it's run, the culture that it's built, and the way that they asserted themselves into answering those questions, particularly against a team like the Tennessee Titans, who had beaten them twice at M&T Bank Stadium. Now you're facing them again. You and I both know that was a pivotal game for this franchise. Had they lost again to the Titans, you and I be having a whole different conversation right about now. I'd be only half smiling
instead of like sort of. We had that moment. Solly, take care of yourself. You're still in Cincinnati, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it, my man.
Well, we're still in the division there in the Queen City. I'll hold the indigestion. We'll get a bowl of chili somewhere down the line.
Hey, we're coming. Joe Burrow's a coming. He's a coming.
I had Marvin on last week. See you later, Solly.
All right, Ness. All the best to you.
Donald Wilcott's here. And really, tell us a little bit about a very special thing called MACI and Vericel. It's cartilage repair using your own cells. I've known about this. You can read up on this. And always great of Solly to visit. I am Nestor. We are not in Tampa. We are in Baltimore in the snow and still celebrating Super Bowl 35 and having a virtual Radio Row week here at Baltimore Positive.